Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're in the midst of a five-part series speaking with the individual Tuolumne County supervisors, joined in studio this week by District 1 Supervisor Sherry Brennan. Supervisor Brennan, next thing I want to ask you about is the Law and Justice Center campus. Of course, the juvenile detention facility is up and running. The jail will be coming on probably around shortly after the first of the year, then the courthouse shortly after that. You know, as a whole, what is your thoughts on the complex and the different projects?
Well, I think it's going to be tremendously beneficial to the county, specifically with regards to District 1. I know I'll be trying to organize a work group with the courthouse coming online. That means we have the historic courthouse downtown, and so that's going to provide some opportunity. And so I want to convene a working group of interested stakeholders so that we can try and, you know, figure out what's going to be the best use of that building. And so I'm going to look forward to that over the next year. Certainly having capacity in our jail is going to be important. And we know there are going to be some drivers associated with that that are going to have implications to the budget going forward. And then the other piece of that you mentioned is the juvenile detention center. And That's a challenging one that I'll take just a quick minute on because it's so important. By every measure out there, that juvenile detention center is a tremendous success. We have had zero recidivism. And what Linda Downey, as you know, the probation chief, her staff, all of the county partners, all of the volunteers, they're making a difference in the lives of those children. We've had Donald Segerstam has come and spoke a couple times in front of our board, really imploring us to look at the how important that center is, and I really believe it is. And I would encourage any of the listeners that have questions to reach out to the staff and take a tour. The doors are open, and they welcome being able to inform the public. But having said that, we have challenges. There's some definite implications to the budget, and we're looking for some solutions. And I would say that RCRC, again, we talked about that in the last segment, but RCRC really helped us in having this conversation. Again, this is impacting a number of rural counties. And so at the August board meeting, I brought this up. We gained enough support from the member counties, and RCRC is now having these conversations with BSCC. And through some of that dialogue, we actually were very fortunate and had a number of the BSCC staff and the president of the board, Linda Penner, here in Tuolumne County, trying to find some solutions. And again, that's where we get a starting place on, are there ways we can do some things a little bit differently so that we don't have the financial impact to Tuolumne County by having a regional detention center? Again, by all accounts, this is a model, and so it stands above some of the others because we are achieving what the state has asked local jurisdictions to do. But it comes at a cost, and so we've got to find a way to augment that cost or find some other solutions that will allow us to continue to do the good works, to make a difference in the lives of these children. Again, hopefully we're going to see a shift so that they're not entering the adult system. But at the end of the day, we do have to find a way, a better path in making this financially sustainable.
So the county could use it in different ways. Have been given any indication, like how soon you'd know before any type of changes could be made?
Well, and again, I think you're probably aware, and a number of your listeners are probably aware, some of those changes we may be able to do by reconfiguring a few pieces. We're exploring that. But with that grant, fundamentally, it still has to operate as a juvenile detention center. We don't have the wherewithal to give back. I believe it was $16 million. So we may also need some legislative fixes in there, some legislative language that will assist us in how we might repurpose portions of it or find areas where we can do some other, bring in other populations, if you will, that, you know, again, I know there's a lot of conversations with county schools. County schools is already involved because they're helping us with the children that are in there so that they can continue their education and get diplomas. They're one of the partners. So it's too early to answer that, but we're exploring all those possibilities.
Got just a few minutes left. I also want to ask you about homelessness. That's, of course, a hot-button issue in Tuolumne County. Do you see anything like solutions on the horizon to help fight homelessness?
So, and again, homelessness is one of those situations where we need, and we're blessed, we have some partners that are really stepping forward. Know there are some individuals with Brenda Chapman's group around the Resiliency Village, and they're looking at this because there are so many pieces to homelessness that drive it. There's not just one situation that causes homelessness. I talked earlier, do we have seniors that are being displaced because they can no longer afford to be in their homes with the insurance piece? There's some behavioral health pieces. There's some addiction pieces. There's, quite honestly, a lack of, we have a housing shortage in Tuolumne County. So, I personally like the concept that Brenda is bringing forward of bringing in partners, and government isn't the answer, but we are part of the solution. And then part of that solution is also being driven by some of the faith-based groups. We have just a wealth of those groups in the county that are so important to the work that gets done, and other partners out there. And so I see that as a potential for making a real difference in the homeless situation that we have in the county. But we definitely we need some drivers to those problems and situations. And I think that Resiliency Village is one of the examples where we'll find some opportunity.
Supervisor Brennan, unfortunately, we've just about run out of time, but thank you so much for coming on and joining us on Mother Lode Views.
Thank you, BJ. Appreciate having the chance to talk to your listeners, and I want to thank Clark Broadcasting also.
Well, we thank Supervisor Sherry Brennan for being our guest this weekend. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. Next week, we will conclude our five-part series. We'll be joined in studio by Supervisor Ryan Campbell. And if you missed any of the earlier shows, you can find them archived up on mymotherlode.com. We'll see you next week for more Mother Lode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.